Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his car.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Little SRV bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Galen is our guest. He's the publisher, the writer, and the chief cost accountant over at mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column. I encourage you to subscribe to and follow Rich there. Rich is a political operative, and we're talking about, right now I want to talk, Rich, about what I'm calling President Obama's reaction or response to the damage that's done by Snowden. It's very interesting to see what's happening. And the first one I'm going to lay out is something I've been talking about now for a long time, but very much in a concentrated way in the last month or so, and that is the Obama administration's plan to completely divest the U.S., of any controlling authority over the internet. They basically told ICANN, the organization that merely has the contract from the government to manage and govern the internet. They tell that organization develop a multi stakeholder global community to take this over. Rich, that happened. They met in Singapore over a week or so ago. One of my Brain Trust members was there. And what do you think about all this?
I think it's a huge mistake. ICANN, the main job of ICANN, which is I-C-A-N-N, is to manage what's called the top-level domain.
Yep.
So .com, .edu, .net, whatever those extra, those new dots are.
GrannySoupKitchen.com.
Yeah, that's right. They keep that process going. And when you think about the fact that the internet as we know it started 25 years ago with two computers, one in Palo Alto and one in LA.
Actually more like about 45 years ago, but we've been able to, you and I've been able to use it about 20 years.
That's right, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But the very first communication over what's now the internet was between two computers.
At
California universities, and I think the story goes that the computer in L.A. was typing log in, and it got to the L-O, and then it crashed. It never got past that. So it's a lot better now. But the fact is that Al Gore was right. We did invent, or he did invent the internet, and the internet was invented here, and we take great pains, as we do with newspapers and other mechanisms of speech, to make sure that almost nothing can interfere other than the most obvious.
And we've been honored stewards of that for everybody on the planet for 20 years.
And just last week, you don't need to go back very far, just last week, Erdogan, the president or prime minister of Turkey, mm-hmm. wanted to shut down Twitter because of civil unrest. And that, we see, has happened around the world. I mean, governments want to flip a switch and turn off communications among people. And that the NTU, National Telecommunications Union,
that's close enough.
Will now take this over under the UN, and you and I pretty much agree on how valuable the UN is when it comes to American issues.
Well, in my work on this, in my column I wrote, I coined a new term that I think people are going to be seeing over the next few years, if not sooner, and that's the GIT, the Global Internet Tax. UN is desperately seeking a way to tax the world. They wanted to do it with petroleum. They couldn't pull that off. If they can get the internet under their governance, under their purview, there will be a global internet tax, folks. You can count on this.
And it's not going to be, 3 cents per household around the world. Americans will pay way more because it'll be based on GDP, not on population. So And around
and there the will be geopolitics
sort of like
involved.
We make enough; we can pay more.
And other than and other than the and contra and I should say, unlike the honor stewardship that the U.S. has not impacted Russia's use of the internet or China or North Korea or Iran, we've never done any of that. If the UN or other people get control of the internet, there will be geopolitics involved.
Oh, sure. I mean, if the Russians can shut off gas, natural gas, to Ukraine now, by turning a switch, think of what the UN could do if it decided that that there was a bad actor with the internet. And, you know, almost all of the internet traffic around the world comes through the United States.
That's right.
Because we have more pipes and it's cheaper to come this way. And if people start restricting, if the UN starts restricting or controlling the way that these messages are routed, then the internet as we know it and the internet that has grown to become so entwined in our lives will effectively stop evolving.
And it will affect every small business in America. And Rich, here's the thing, though. My experts tell me they believe it's a reaction. More than one expert has told me they believe that what we're doing now, even a year and a half before the contract with ICANN runs out, what Obama administration is doing now is a response to the Snowden's revelation that we've been snooping on Angela Merkel and Hollande and other people, other foreign dignitaries, and this is Obama's way of trying to get back in their good graces by giving up the internet. What do you think?
Yeah, it's all about Obama's legacy. It has nothing to do with the what's the best thing for America. And I hadn't thought of that, but I think that's absolutely right. That is the kind of thing that I think this administration would do.
Does he not value any? There is nothing of value in the West Wing there? I mean, to think that, I mean, this is huge. I think this is in my column, Rich, I said that this kind of divestiture will make Jimmy Carter's giving away the Panama Canal look like selling a kid's lemonade stand.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. We built that. It should have been ours.
That's exactly right. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Rich Galen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.